Welcome to Hammer, the number one sports gambling program coming out of the Pat McAfee Thunderdome. I am not Tone Diggs. Tony is on his way to Pittsburgh. A nice drive for the lad back to the homeland. I am joined by Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Last night.
Wow. Would you like to start with the Rams or would you like to start with Syracuse?
Syracuse, the whole tight end at quarterback thing.
I did not know he wore a glove.
Yeah, I just wasn't expecting them to get their asses kicked in all three phases of the game. That was terrible. That was a bad pick.
45-0?
Yep. It has led to me, made me more confident, though, in my next two bull picks. I will say that.
It wasn't a live option either.
No, no. Well, when you have a tight end, a quarterback, you can't fall behind.
Did he start the game?
I believe so.
That is awesome.
Number 89, not 80. Looked even worse.
89?
Yeah, I thought he was number 80. He's number 89.
What were his stats?
Oof. He was throwing it backwards, fumble.
We might have to look this up here.
Rams, though, hey, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. The public eats, huh?
They did. Kind of have been on Thursday, to be honest.
Yeah. Kyron Williams makes it in just once.
Over.
The over.
The over hit again?
Yeah.
The Rams offense is serious business.
Yeah, they're fucking rolling. Stafford is just reminding me why we put him in that fucking elite conversation, top quarterback conversation. Surprising he's never won an MVP, actually, like thinking about it.
Tough when you're on those lines.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, like, he was on those Lions teams. That one year that they went to the playoffs and were like 11-5, and Calvin Johnson was balling out too. He probably like should have been higher in the conversation. He probably went to Brady or someone that like.
I mean, Sean Alexander won one.
Yeah, I know. Like
with the Seahawks.
I mean, he invented the Madden truck stick, so.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Yeah, no. I mean, Matt Stafford is unbelievable. He gets slept on a lot on like those Instagram like who else could throw this ball?
Yeah.
People forget about Matt Stafford a lot.
We were talking about his sidearm and like everything today is no looks and stuff. There was one throw that he had where he was getting hit and like he just flicked his fucking wrist through a dot like 40 fucking yards. It was awesome to watch.
Unbelievable.
I was interested to hear Chris Long talk about their corners being an issue. I didn't really think of that before.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it, but I don't know anybody besides Aaron Donald on that entire defense.
Be interesting if they get in.
Yeah. It would all, yeah. What if they have to play Bobby Wagner?
Seahawks?
Yeah. Dude, they'd probably beat the Seahawks. Right
Wags hasn't been great this year. Wags
I mean, he does have 143
like
tackles.
Yeah, like he has
they are down. They are down the field typically. But
yes, if you're asking him to cover in the middle of the field, I don't think that's.
Yeah, but anytime you're showing up to work and banking 143 tackles through 15 weeks, you're doing something right.
What was their win total, Rams win total? 5?
Absurd.
Sounds like it.
In hindsight.
I mean, also, nobody thought.
No one knew who the fuck Puka Nacua was.
Well, also, I don't think anybody thought Stafford was going to play the whole season.
Yes.
Like, what's he missed? One game, and they lost that game in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are nasty. It does make the Tommy DeVito sad loss to the Saints a little bit worse.
Good to see Carl Wentz enjoying himself on the sidelines,
too. I missed that.
Yeah. Yes. When McVay was given the ice in his veins, Carl was the first guy in there to.
Oh, yeah.
Get involved. He looks good. Carl looks good as a backup.
Carl's a good teammate, dude.
I like Carl. It suits him. Yeah, he should. That's where he belongs. That's good stuff.
It suits him. Have you changed your heart at all on Georgia Tech +6 tonight with John Rhys-Plumlee and the UCF Knights?
No, I love Malzone's record in bowl games.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love laying 6 ever, but it feels like that's something you're going to have to do in the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yep. I think the dogs bark here, and with Northern Illinois, that was a solid 3. I was surprised by that. A little bit
2.5 now.
Yeah, a little bit of movement there. It fluttered up to a true 3. Rock Lombardi. I mean, what are we talking?
James Madison and Mitt's coaches still sit at 2.
A disgrace to the coaching profession.
See, that's just the fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean, you guys were trying to defend.
They're the lock of the century.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Do we have a football
What's
gods?
Up? It's a wizard.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, dude?
Chop it up.
What up, lad?
Oh, is everybody
gonna,
out?
You're going to need cans.
There are no cans.
Yeah,
I'm wearing the
cans.
How are you feeling, actually?
What's up?
I texted Bruce as soon as like, how are you actually?
Is mine on?
Yeah, his mic's on. He just doesn't have hands.
How are you actually feeling?
Because
I even said, like, I actually said to you and Ty, like, you guys care a lot. And I Gumby cares a lot, just like you guys. And, like, I don't as much of the Red Sox. So I have said to you, even with the whole Red Sox Yankees, like, I wanted you guys to get him just because you guys – cared so much about this guy.
And I really just wanted him to not go to the Dodgers.
Sure.
Like, I just didn't want to deal with the Dodgers super team. They got everybody. They're still not going to win shit. But yeah, it really is whatever. You got to respect that all of a sudden the Yankees love to pull out this thing where it's like anything above 300 is a bad deal and we're not making bad deals anymore. We're just sticking to our guns and we're going to have Giancarlo Stanton make $1 billion and play every 5 days.
Yeah, how's that work?
I think it's the Stanton thing.
Yeah, the Stanton thing has this little gun shy now to overpay somebody. I mean, I don't know.
Just did it with Soto, though.
Yeah, I hope.
Made Soto, yeah.
I hope that,
so
I
that
hope
might
that,
be part of the issue. They know they got to pay Soto.
Oh, that makes more sense then.
Yeah.
But they still have no pitching.
I hope Aaron Judge and Juan Soto take that yo-yo curveball from Yoshi Yamamoto and
Bruce,
500 feet
Bruce is telling Jake
into the
real
upper
quick about
deck.
This guy in about an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's going to stink. He'll probably need Tommy John within a year and a half. Gross overpay for a unproven talent who might end up at best a fifth starter.
Just real quick here.
Bruce, when this tweet came out, you did not actually think that.
When
this is what we were talking about.
What?
When this one. Mid is saying, did you actually believe Ty here?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you really?
I mean, I was a freaking architect of this.
Bruce thing. Is the source, man.
Yeah. Bruce, what are you talking about?
Bruce was the very reliable source.
I was like, hey, no, you got to do a space and then just say Yoshi keeps the 18 jersey. And I thought it added a lot
great.
Of
it
pizzazz.
Did. It I didn't did. Really get it.
What yeah, do
I
you
was
mean?
Like, is they, I thought like the 18 was retired or something else.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, who really gives a shit? We'll probably overpay Blake Snell, and he'll have a 6 ERA, and we'll just carry on with our lives. Do you have any football gods thoughts, or just how mad I was last night?
I just want to hear you talk about it in person, because this is what happened last night. So I send the tweet in. Oh no, Gumpy and Nick, like Nick says, oh no, Gumpy says, oh no, then Gumpy sends in the pass in confirmation. So that was at like 11:10. Since Bruce didn't respond at 11:14, dude, Yamamoto Dodgers. He's got the do not disturb. Fucking notify anyway. Like, don't care. Notify.
Broke through.
He goes, no way. Check group. Oh, no. Bruce. I go, yeah, brutal, man. He goes, the rare 11:25 p.m. call tie scenario. Thought it was fucking awesome. And then just kind of, I was trying to egg him on, like, call tie again. Call, keep calling tie. Yeah, keep calling
just
tie.
Calling tie, just ringing him off the hook.
So it's a big deal.
Wake up.
It's a big deal. You got to call him. See you. See, fucking loser. Judge gonna put his 180-pound ass on the cast iron. That was good.
My thing is I think if he was going to LA, why didn't he go to the Dodgers game? Like, he was in LA, right?
The Rams.
To the Rams game.
He's probably making this deal.
Yeah, so I think Ty's tweet might have pushed him in the Dodgers direction.
The reason why he didn't go to the Rams game was because they were probably working out the end of this deal.
Yeah, and he doesn't, you know.
I think
it's Shohei's night at the gridiron. You know, he's got his sweet Rams jersey and he's new to LA, so it was a great moment.
I tell you what, if you like anybody else other than the Dodgers, it's a great time to take a flyer.
What are the Dodgers to win the World
Series
now? Plus
400.
Plus 400.
That's it?
Yeah. Braves plus 700. Yankees plus 9. I like the Astros at plus 1,000.
Yeah.
Astros just always going to be there.
Who's number two? Is there any chance either of the World Series teams are good again? Or are those just like historical runs?
I think that the Phillies you can kind of bank on.
Phillies will
on
be there.
Never really counting out because they just hit bombs. The thing with the
Rangers,
Dodgers.
Plus 1,000 as well.
The thing with the Dodgers being 4-1 is like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman basically didn't get a hit in their playoff series. So like.
Betts was also.
What are we so scared of?
Betts when the Sox won in 2018 was ice cold until that, I think, game 6 against the Dodgers.
It really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
dude, that was November like, moxie.
Oh yeah,
what?
It all just comes down to your November moxie at the end.
Yeah, like 2013. Like I said, I'm not a diehard Sox fan, but like 2013, David Ortiz, I'll never forget.
Yeah,
guy hit 700.
But you're also like Rangers just won the World Series. They're getting Jacob DeGrom back.
Yeah, he was
like
hurt.
They didn't lose anybody either. Yeah. Like they could be better this year. Like I don't think getting Yamamoto and Shohei, like the Dodgers lost to the Diamondbacks in the playoffs.
And that's what all the tweets were last night.
Yeah.
Like the Dodgers just paid that much money to lose to a 500.
Yeah, like there's no guarantees.
It is sweet. So that is interesting though. Maybe wait. If you are gonna bet the Dodgers, you have to wait for a month.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You like if you're betting right now, like I think the Rangers at +1,000 is
yeah, good bet.
I mean
I'm just noticing this LA hat. That is hilarious.
Yeah, you are rubbing it in a bit, aren't you? Aren't you?
I do love that the Red Sox have spent $1 million in free agency.
Yeah.
Like we stink, dude.
They're gonna be aggressive.
Dude, you fire Chaim Bloom. And then you just do the exact same thing. It's like these guys just don't want to spend money. And it's like now Fenway Sports Group's trying to buy into the PGA. It's like,
what are we doing?
Can we take care of the fucking teams we have?
Yeah, like Henry, too. Like the thing was it 2012 last, 2013 first?
Yeah.
Obviously won the World Series. 2017 last. So like that's what I've been waiting for as a Sox fan.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I'm not a Sox fan. I'm just realizing this.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we usually suck. And then the year after, it's like, all right, let's go get some guys.
Yep.
And that hasn't happened since we won the World Series.
I have none shit.
Everyone's just taking as much money as they can get, which they should.
Yeah. You do just have to hope that like the guys you got play better. And just
that's all you can really do.
Speaking of,
we got Devers.
Verdugo should have really thought about the fact that he had to shave his beard when he, dude, you know, went to the Yankees. Because
I mean, if you ever want to make sure Red Sox fans hate you, like take a shot at Alex Carr on your way out. Yeah. Like that is
Jacoby Ellsbury, right? Did he take a shot or did he just leave?
Ellsbury took the bag.
I think he did take some shots on the way out though. Yeah, Johnny Damon. Of course.
It is what it is, but like. Oh, yeah, like, I hate you forever.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
You were the man. Did you guys already go through all the games?
No.
We did it yesterday,
so we're just kind of
fucking
around.
On the NFL, we were going to
go through. I mean, I'll give a touchdown for each of these games.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Mitt kind of saw it firsthand last week. So, like, what I do with the live bets
I thought you said what's his name last night when we were
DeMarcus Robinson. Yeah, because he was getting looks and 2-2 out. Well, it wasn't. Like, when you watch these games and you want to live bet it, when they get to the red zone, pay attention to who they're doubling. I forget what it was. The Vikings game. They were doubling when they got to the red zone the first time. They were doubling Justin Jefferson, doubling T.J. Hockenson. So like that's just easy. Okay, Jordan Addison. Like that. That's my thought process with it. But that's strictly live bets. Like Cincy Pittsburgh, that's a backup running back game.
Everybody seems to think Pittsburgh's going to win this game.
Yeah, I'm not sold.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on Pitt.
They outgained the shit out of them. Obviously, the 3 weeks following that were a disaster for the Steelers and pretty up and up for the Bengals. But I do think that the difference between them, especially at the sure, is minimal.
My biggest concern is the Colts ran the ball 20 straight times on them.
True.
Like, the Steelers cannot stop the run. Like,
true, but now we got all this talk about the Steeler way, and maybe it'll wake somebody up.
Yeah, we have been waiting. Since they were 7-4. They were 7-4, and it was like, all right. They got to go out there and play for Tomlin. And like that just hasn't happened. But to Gumpy's point,
Mason Rudolph probably will, though.
Yeah. I hope. I like both the backup running backs. I think Chase Brown, and granted, Jalen Warren isn't a backup, but Chase Brown for Cincy, the rookie, and Warren for Pittsburgh for the 4:30 Saturday. Buffalo Chargers. This is one of those where like you can't bet on a Chargers player to score.
Who's that little fast guy on the Steelers?
Calvin Austin.
17-1. Maybe Mason lets one fucking.
I don't hate that.
I think Mason is going to hit a deep ball. I mean, he has that.
I would love that.
He does have that in his back.
This is one of those games where, like, you could bet Mason to have, like, 250.
Oh,
I'm going to look at what 250 pass yards is for him because that's, like, especially with the Bengals. Because, of course, losing Jamar is great, but last week, you know, T. Higgins was his guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't really throwing tuds. To Jamar, but it happened the exact same way last week with the Vikings and the Bengals. It was like, okay, Nick Mullins shouldn't throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
But in this situation, he could. And it granted, Gardner, he had 186 at half, and he was in the parlay with the 300 with Mullins, and he ended up with, you know, 240 or something because Pittman got hurt. But in Buffalo – got to go back to the well with James Cook because they're going to feed him again. The Chargers are dead. This is also a defensive touchdown game, I think, for Buffalo. Easton Stick, I'm sorry.
Yep. I do, just because he was goose eggs, I feel like Kincaid might find pay dirt here.
Yep. I actually took your advice. I'm in one of my fantasy leagues. I was like, do I start Taysom or do I start Kincaid? Bruce was like, start Kincaid.
Taysom,
I was like,
did he get any burn last night?
Barely. Barely.
Yeah, it was when I watched the second half, I didn't see a damn
nothing.
Thing.
Yeah, nothing.
That's kind of malpractice.
He really didn't.
I forgot that Dennis Allen coached the Raiders back in 2012, 2014.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they was coming up last night that his record all time was like 22-46. And then I was like, what the fuck? I feel like his record's been good with the Saints. And I was like, holy shit, he coached the Raiders in 2012?
That's wild.
Dude, legit. I know,
that was like, was that pre-Lane Kiffin?
Post? Might have been right after, to be honest. He's right after the 90-yarder from
Seabass. It makes a lot more sense now. Sunday. Okay, this is where the two touchdowns come into play.
Yeah, Chuba.
I mean, I'm not going to take Chuba. I'm not going to take Chuba.
How do you say Chuba?
Yeah, Chuba, whatever.
Chuba, Chuba.
It changes every week.
Yeah. Say it twice. Two tuds.
I think it's Bijan.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do. Okay. I think the Steelers went on 13-0 in the first quarter.
Of the
Colts game. This happens. I think this is just a big, like, okay. Artie Smith, granted, he doesn't give a fuck what people say, obviously. None of the coaches do. But I think this is like a big, okay, fuck it. We're getting the ball. We're throwing it to Drake London 10 times, and Bijan's getting 20 carries, yep, 20
yep,
touches
yep,
in some way.
Brand names. We got to get back to being a brand business.
If he's on his way out, I think, and granted, I don't think he's on his way out. But if the public perception pushes it to the point where it's like, okay, fine, we have to fucking do this, I think this is the week where it's, okay, I'm just putting it on the guys that I should put it on. So that's why I like Bijan in the 1 o'clock. I also think, where is it?
RD has such a classic though. He can just go. I think like if the Falcons do get rid of him, he'll be OC with the Titans.
Yeah, bingo.
You know what I mean?
Be sweet.
Like he goes hand in hand with Vrabel. I feel like.
I also think. I guess not. He's not going to get fired. The other one in the 1 o'clocks that I like for two tuds is Seattle, and I'm still having a problem picking who. I don't know if it's going to be. I've bet Lockett to score two touchdowns, like four out of the last five.
I love Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker. He was unbelievable against the Eagles.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
He's nasty.
Dude, he bullies guys on the run. Like, legit. Plows them over.
Charbonnet, too. Like, that's a back.
And I don't think the Seahawks O-line is good at all.
No. Especially in the middle. Like, the tackles, they're young and good, but, like, the middle, I don't know who they're.
The Seahawks draft so well.
So well.
Really
like they well. Rarely miss.
Yeah, I don't know who. So you Lockett?
I'm not gonna do Lockett.
No,
I can't do Lockett.
Lockett's crazy. Hasn't really been can't. Cooking.
He's kind of at all. He's kind of a draw PI merchant, especially around the goal line.
Yeah, a little bit. I wonder how many times he scored two touchdowns with Geno, because like that's the thing. Geno will feed DK.
Lockett might have been the best reader of the Russell Wilson air ball.
Yes.
Like yeah.
Whenever fucking Russ very threw true. That thing to the moon,
rivaled
Lockett
only.
Lockett was yeah. fucking Golden Tate.
Rivaled only Golden by Tate. Cortland Sutton, who is really, really claimed true. Throne.
Yeah, he's figured out. But that yeah. Lockett, to your point, as soon as you said that, boom. Remember that Lockett against the Rams?
Yep, just corner.
The corner.
Oh,
corner.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers yeah.
And
that.
Sutton had that same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lockett, that basically, same basically yeah. a carbon
Lockett
copy.
Lockett has like some really memorable catches yes. in the grand scheme. Of
he's awesome. Yeah. I do like him. Unfortunately, can't take him to score two. The other 1 o'clock game, just touchdown wise, go back to the well with Addison and Jefferson against the Lions. Also go back to the well with Montgomery Gibbs. Love them both. The 4 o'clock slate.
Might be out on Monty.
You think?
Feels like they're just giving it to Gibbs every time now.
It's weird. It's so hard to
I mean,
to
it was different because they were kicking the shit out of the Broncos at the time, but it was like there was times where it felt like whenever you got inside the five, it was going to be Gibbs,
yeah.
And last Saturday it was – or you thought it was going to be Monty.
Yes.
Last Saturday it was Gibbs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Gibbs was putting in work down to the three, yeah. So it is
– he's so good.
When it's that obvious, maybe they are just kind of – we got to give him the yeah. give him the thud and not let a,
they're
let
not
a full
handing out the
vulture happen.
Jamal Williams.
Yeah, not anymore. Jamal Williams gets zero burn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll get five, six.
One of the biggest fantasy and player props disappointments this season yeah. is Jamal Williams.
They just don't use him.
I don't think he really moved last year for the Lions. They just gave it to him on the goal line.
Yeah,
yeah, and they are probably better scheme wise O-line.
Unbelievable O-line.
Yeah. Better team in general. But Jags, Tampa secondary gets abused. So you go Ridley two, and you go I would say Ingram because he didn't score last week.
Yep.
But I do think there's a chance there's a Zay Jones game coming.
Jags might be my
favorite. There always is, brother.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the Jags are plus 2.5.
As soon as Lombo said it, as soon as they announce Trevor Lawrence start, that's going to be -1 Jags. Has to.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Bears. This is the quarterback parlay of the week. Kyler Tudd, Fields Tudd.
Love
it. That's simple.
Yeah.
Very easy there. Dallas, Miami. This is a stud Tudd game. Tyreek 100 in a Tudd, CD 100 in a Tudd. Although the CD one, as it came out of my mouth, doesn't feel as good, especially with the 100. But because it's so nice, it's going to be 425.
Yeah, the Mostert two Tudds. CD gets in the paint.
I think CD gets in twice, dude. If the Cowboys are going to do shit,
I didn't like
the have to get in twice.
Fangio said that Ramsey only followed Garrett Wilson because X was out, which I did not love. I'd rather just let Jalen Ramsey follow the best wide receiver.
X is playing this game?
I think most of the guys are back for the Dolphins this week.
Okay, fuck.
How do you feel about the Cowboys?
I think they're going to get their ass kicked, honestly. But there is some optimism once they get the shit beat out of them. And every time I think they're going to get their ass kicked, they actually do win.
That's the thing. Every time the Dolphins have played a good team, it's off of getting shit kicked week.
Shit kicked off.
Every time.
So there's a shot. There's a shot in hell.
I mean, I just like the over. I'm not taking anything but the over.
What is the over under? Is that like
50 right now?
50?
Yeah, it'd be foolish not to.
Oh, what's up?
Boys.
What's up, Skates?
Fantastic.
Just giving out touchdowns for every game.
Yeah, just looking through every game, just picking Tudds. It feels good.
Bruce took
Jonathan Taylor back.
I'll grab some.
That's a fish. JT back. So I'm going to throw in JT Tudd with the Bijan two Tudds in that 1 o'clock slate. Dallas, Miami, we did. Broncos, Pats.
My bad.
I obviously don't think the Pats are going to win.
They're going to cover.
I think
the cover is possible, and it might sound weird. I think Zeke first Tudd is possible.
Zeke's been nice for you guys.
Zeke's been great. The thing with
Zeke has been wagging.
The opening drives that the Patriots have had haven't been bad. Like the Bill O'Brien opening script, like, hey, this is what we're doing. They walked down. It happened with the Steelers. Bruce might have to go back.
Yeah,
there
it did.
There's that goal.
I saw it. It was pretty nice.
Yes, it did.
They did march right down.
Where?
Just need more
just
script.
Into the right
maybe
there,
a
yeah.
few more pages on the script, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you guys. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go to the second series with the script or the third series with the script.
I think so, too. It doesn't make any sense. I hate the scripts. It's just stupid. But I don't know why. Zeke first touchdown just feels right.
I hear you.
It's just something to think about.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Hell yeah. Nice spot back there.
It's not.
I mean, it's a high stool.
Very.
It is an interesting stool setup.
This is interesting. Why do you guys have this like this? I guess I should know more.
we tried a couple chairs out, and that was just the...
None of them worked.
The best choice,
It's not really my thing, you know, but I do feel like I could have came up with some solutions.
If we do a long enough episode, you lose feeling in your balls.
Yeah,
my left leg's already...
Watch
it's kind of nice.
Like my hamstrings.
Like Bruce tries to always make them longer.
Yeah.
That's like the the old chairs. From the studio, remember those red and white ones?
Oh, those
that made
those
your
were
leg
heated, remember?
Oh yeah, those are top of the line.
Those fucking chairs,
best chairs going.
It's the worst chair I've ever sat in.
This sucks back here. You guys,
you are
great.
Huge for this room, though.
It's
like,
great.
In that spot, you are huge for this room.
I'm pretty jocked, but so is Bruce, especially because the thought of the Yamamoto to the Yankees news.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for letting me be on your show, Gumpsh.
We had Bruce. I came in here just to go through all the games, but first things first, we had to ask Bruce about Yamamoto.
It was so funny.
It was tough, man. It, you know,
you're part of one of the biggest stories in a couple different continents.
Yeah.
You, Bruce.
Yeah, I mean that's just what that's what the baseball news breaking business is all about. I suppose. I mean, I really thought we had him. I thought that Yoshi keeps the 18 jersey was a really nice touch in there.
I don't think that's his nickname, by the way. If I heard Jet Passon right today.
No.
Do you know him? Who says Yoshi?
Jet was
offensive.
Jet was taking shots at all a lot of MLB insiders have missed this off.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
Jet was aiming that at everybody. Okay. Like John Morosi said that Ohtani was in Toronto going for sushi. He would never even got on a plane.
Like, happens there,
there's
all
been
time.
A lot.
Yeah,
of,
you guys aren't double checking your sources. You're just running with any little bird that comes in your ear.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Very, very.
Hey, how
reliable.
Do I turn this thing up, Bruce? Is this the level you listen to? You can't hear anything.
I honestly don't know.
I don't. Think
what is the problem back here?
What the hell is going on?
Every day you can't sit, can't feel your legs, and we have no idea how to do the sound and the sound thing.
Yeah, my level's been all right.
Pretty low. You know, I don't want to just start touching shit.
Nick, how do we feel about the hockey slate?
amazing.
This is fun.
Only a couple games. Let's go with the Wings at home.
You like the Wings?
Get the Flyers. Yeah, Flyers
Wings
just played
been
last
on the
night.
Side.
They have been, but you can't just lose every game. You got to win one. The Flyers played last night. Some tired legs. Bruce, you like this. I like the Rangers at home with Johnny Quick against McJesus and
Quick's
the Oilers.
Oh,
yeah,
that
Johnny
seems like
Quick
a tall
is going.
Zoom ass.
Guy hasn't lost a game all year, right? Maybe one.
Yeah, Johnny Quick's been lightning.
And then I don't know, Colin. Man, the bees in the peg.
That's short.
With Connor Hellebuck in that, that's a tough game. I probably was going to put my feet up for that.
-120 for the bees. That's short.
Hey, the Bruins are number one in their division.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and the sky's blue. You know,
regular season. Bruins are regular season.
That's what they do. Yeah, exactly. Now, who knows where we'll be in the end. I just want to make sure we don't break another regular season record this year. We can't do that again. It's a bad omen. Pasta just came off 2 goals, though. So if I am looking at this game, and I know the peg. The peg's a tough barn. You know what they do in the peg? They peg you.
Really?
Yeah, think about this.
Really?
It is a tough barn. Mm-hmm. Don't say that. You know it's tough.
It's not a tough
It's the most
barn.
Miserable place on earth this time of year.
They sell their Frank's frozen.
Winterpeg. Nobody wants to be in Winterpeg right now.
Oh, Winnipeg? I heard there's some good snowmobiling up there.
Yeah, probably
Maine,
got that.
Saskatchewan, yeah, Montana. Maine.
What?
Montana feels
like hockey. We're betting on the goalie that's fighting.
Oh.
That team stinks. Columbus.
Yeah, they are bad. He's
Tom
not
Wilson
going tonight, but I would bet on them next game after that.
Tom Wilson
sure.
dropped them. As soon as Tom Wilson got to his feet, dropped the goalie.
Elvis Merzlikins. Yeah, most goalies are kind of.
Go ahead.
Weird.
What?
Elvis Merzlikins?
Merzlikins.
You would never understand.
A little weird.
A little weird. A little keep themselves, a little head casey, a little mental. Kind of nuts to pick that fight with Tommy Wilson, and I think we saw how that went. I didn't understand.
I respected it.
Last game, Montreal, Chicago, I don't really got much there. Maybe.
You like
maybe,
the Habs?
No.
What?
No.
Bedard point, maybe?
Yeah, maybe Bedard, maybe 2 points.
Ooh.
But
take the Habs.
You can't trust either of those teams.
Habitants are the worst.
What?
They do stink.
I hate that.
Bruins, Habs is a
big not a big
Bruin, this is the whole P.K. Subban thing. P.K. Subban was Boston's
biggest rivalry.
Yeah,
well, naturally.
Well, biggest rivalry. I'm trying to. He is Marchand of the other teams.
Bruce.
I mean, Boston hates PK Subban.
Yes, I know what you're getting at. It's not because he's black, okay?
All right.
That's
we
what
don't
he was
like.
Saying.
I didn't say anything.
I know that's exactly what he was saying.
I didn't say anything.
Believe me, I can recall a specific play. I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm watching the hockey game with my father and my brother, and Brad Marchand goes into the boards after P.K. Subban. P.K. Subban fucking grabs Brad by the wrist, and then falls down, and they call a penalty on Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – hey, sorry about it, Marchand. You just out-Marchand. Marchand.
Yep. Right.
Boom.
And I respect that, but that's why I hate him. And I know I wouldn't like Brad Marchand if he was a Penguin or a Ranger or a Dallas
Plus,
Star.
His brother played for the Bees.
Yes. Carlos.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Macy.
I knew there was a C. I knew there was a C in an L.
Holy
I knew there was a C in an L. Malcolm. If you rearrange the letters of Malcolm, it's pretty close to Carlos.
You are from Boston. On there.
There's an O, there's an L, there's a C.
Man, how do we feel about the hardwood tonight?
I mean,
hey, good picks, Nick.
Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Good luck.
Nick. Merry Christmas.
Go Bees. Merry Christmas, Nick.
Hey, look at the fit on Nick, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Dita's sponsor.
Looks like holiday, Christmas, Italian.
Yep.
Had a baby, Nick.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Nick.
I think Nick's going around a lot of Italians here for Christmas.
Back to Pittsburgh.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Gus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Oh, you guys heard that? I don't hear anything.
That's
really?
It's like very. I've actually fucked with this thing a couple times, but I don't know if that's the actual output for the whole show.
Yeah,
that is
my ear.
The output. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so this thing got real loud there for a little bit for probably some listeners.
Oh, that's fine. We like to run it hot.
No ears, you can kind of hear. Like, I don't have any ears and I can hear you guys.
I can hear you, but you're just like,
oh, low. Low.
And I can't hear you. Obviously, I don't hear this.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
that
don't think
gold
I hear
thing
that either.
Really?
I don't know how you do this, Bruce.
Mine's loud and clear.
Out there? The,
well, no, when I wear these cans.
Oh, there. Maybe it's my thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's yeah. Your, I think it's your headphone jack that, like, the.
It might not be a perfect thing fit for.
The chairs the adapter. Are the biggest mind blower.
Wait,
they
the
hurt
chairs.
So
it's yeah. An embarrassment that you guys haven't spoke up. You know what I mean?
Wheeling, though?
I mean, it's a weird height. It's a strange yep height.
Have you heard this, though?
No.
I haven't heard it.
Not
either
once. I had no idea the chairs were this big of a problem. Temperature. Sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes Mitt just will make it 105 degrees.
Well,
I
don't think that's
it. That is crazy that that happened.
But I don't know.
It's
the chairs thing.
This studio was supposed to be much bigger. And then post blueprint approval, needed an exit, emergency exit.
Yeah.
They just put it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when I literally not until frame was up, did I say, this is smaller than the other one.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we had to put an emergency exit. I was like, can we talk about maybe a different place?
Yeah, it is cozy, though. It's homey.
It is.
Plant is nice.
Yeah, it's soothing.
These are great chairs.
These are very nice chairs. Yeah, I've actually thought about maybe we were to move these. Because
yeah, but then you're screwing gum.
No, we're screwing gum.
There's two of those in the conference room.
Which we could have just.
Yeah, we could have just brought them back.
Like what, months ago?
Yeah.
8 months ago.
9 months ago.
What are we doing?
10.
I like the stool.
I feel like Bruce so feels like he's sitting at a bar on the stool.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No, the reason why we have the stools is because these are way higher than those. We have to sit above Gump. Like, so like I'm sitting above Bruce.
Oh, to be seen.
To be taller than him on the camera.
Ah, yeah, you do have to be above Bruce.
So we would have to bring in like those, probably those black chairs.
Yeah,
like,
but we need to get you a higher this.
Too
then
high.
We can get you a higher this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a full
because you guys are doing Bruce's height right now. Table. You need back row table height.
Yeah.
You boys need to raise it a little bit.
Stadium seats.
Yeah, look at us. This is going into Christmas.
Yeah.
Nice.
Things
yeah
up.
Perfect. 2024 is our year.
Plans.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
Yeah, these are things we should fix.
I should have stopped back here a water earlier.
No.
My hands off type of.
You do I don't know. We run a good ship back here, though. Like, it's clean. Not really.
It is. Yeah, it is. You're in here all the time.
Attaboy, Mitt.
Attaboy, Mitt.
It's kind of clean. There's
nothing. Zin.
It is very clean.
Yeah, the Zins. If you find like Zins on the ground and stuff, that's Bruce. That's not me. But
wow, just under the bus.
Yeah. Well,
remember Don like boys throwing each other. Don.
This is
like
actually a big point.
The,
boys are very the
tight,
Zin man is a real like, do I litter or do I just stuff all these dirty, gross used Zins in my pocket?
You're spitting used Zins out back here?
I'll just put it in my pocket.
It's the bottom.
What?
Open the bottom.
That's too hard. So I just put it in my pocket.
So I've mastered how to open the bottom. Pinch the sides. You pinch the sides like a child lock. Then you just quickly go like this, and then you just push down like that, and boom.
I bite my finger.
Then you put it into the bottom of the Zin.
When I'm not Zinning, I'm biting my fingernails.
Hey, Zin's getting a lot of advertising everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
People love the Zin.
The guy at the gas station told me that they're just
Carl's
flying off.
Zin just got a fucking massive one.
Giant Zin, yeah.
Helicoptered it.
Did you see that?
Crazy.
Tucker's a spearmint guy. He gets it.
It was like three Tucker Carlson's tall.
I don't Zin. I don't do the nickel.
Glad I got out of the chewing game.
You know,
I was a school straight guy for a lot of years.
Like everybody's doing it.
You know how many cans they sold of these this year?
How many?
1.6 billion.
That's insane.
Insane.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's just the easiest thing.
Every time we go to one of those college campuses, you sign my Zin. And then when I sign their Zin, they act as if like I just did something absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for letting me be a part of a good time, I think. This is a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I always say, have a good time, boys.
Have a good time.
And I sign on there. But they're everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere. And they're delicious.
Buzzing with the boys.
I don't do it near this gumption.
I was a vapor, so it helped me kind of transition.
Right. Me too. Yeah. Me too. I was a dipper and a vapor.
And I was never a dipper. I never got into the dipper. Oh, this is
massive.
Different.
I was a smoker.
But.
Oh, yeah.
Then a chewer.
But.
Now he's a Zin can doer, aren't you? You love nicotine.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
Too much.
I remember in the beginning, I was trying to be the Marlboro man. Remember that? Smoking darts outside the office.
Marlboro
Southern Cut.
I tried that for a minute.
That's fucked up, dude.
Tough life.
Trevor Lawrence, questionable.
This
concussion and ankle. Raptors at Sixers.
All right.
Minus 8.5. How do we feel, Mitt?
All right, boys, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't right, now. Again. The thing doesn't fit the thing.
Yep.
So,
this
in front of you?
I appreciate you guys.
In front of you is the original 1970-71
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, and original 1971 here.
Madison Square Garden Court.
Madison Square Garden Court.
Original.
Bruce's, right there.
Baby, right there.
Right there.
Wow.
Signed by Walt Clyde Frazier.
We're cultured here.
Could have been Yamamoto.
Clyde to Clyde?
Wow. Clyde really good Clyde. Stuff, Bruce.
That thing's awesome.
Thanks.
I got two seats from the Boston Garden. Larry's really? Time.
I'm proud of you, Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you. Just casting spells.
For the Knicks tape. Hey, what's up with Becky Hammon calling?
Yeah, what the hell, Becky? Jalen Brunson is him.
Jalen Brunson is him.
And then if he isn't him, Julius Randle is him, Becky. We got guys.
We got Quigley. Why doesn't he start?
We got Hartenstein.
What?
Quigley stinks. Defense.
Hartenstein only plays good against the Celtics.
If there's a guard bigger than Quigley, it is Boston.
If you have Stein in your last name, there's a chance you're a Celtic killer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dog. Yeah, he was built for it.
10, what is it?
Eight and a half, Sixers, Raptors. What do we say?
A lean Sixers amount.
All right, Nuggets, -4.5 at the Nets.
I love the Nuggets here.
So do I, but the Nets always fucking cover.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I know the Nets always cover, but the Nuggets are fucking good as shit. They can all shoot, and they're all so fucking tall.
Jimmy Butler in tonight?
No, Jimmy Butler's out. Okay. I actually do.
Last time they did play well without.
Yeah, and Tyler Hero played really well. I think Tyler Hero is gonna have a big night again tonight. I actually am taking Miami on the money line. I think it's really short.
-125
I agree with you, Mid, on the Tyler Hero point. I think he's 25+ is affordable, and I do think he goes.
Luka is out tonight.
Luka's out.
So Rockets laying 8.5 against the Mavs.
Yeah, they might cover them.
I think
Rockets is a money line parlay piece.
I took the Rockets -8.5, and I know that's a lot of points, but this Mavs team doesn't know how to play without Luka. Like, they've played a lot without Kyrie.
Yeah.
Or if they've played without Luka, they've had Kyrie at least. I think they're gonna struggle tonight.
Suns game of the night. Suns +3.5 at Sacramento.
Suns almost lost last night or two nights ago to Portland Trailblazers.
Yep.
Obviously Bradley Beal destroyed his ankle. That was actually a really sad sight to see.
Yeah.
That was brutal. But Nurkic is out as well. Who do they have again?
At
Sacramento Kings. I like Sacramento Kings. Money line -155.
There you go. And then finish it off, Warriors -12.5 versus the Wizards.
I almost wanted to take the Warriors here. No. I think they do cover. I'm not going to lay it, though.
What's wire to wire? Do we know?
I don't know.
Because that reeks of wire to wire.
Or does it reek of Jordan Poole's over?
Dude, I think Jordan Poole probably back in the barn.
Punch you right in the kiss.
Might not be a revenge game, though, because Draymond's out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and if he's back in Golden State, he might have some old lady friends that he hasn't seen in a long time.
Yeah, but
that also might elevate his
But
game.
Until Ruby Rose went, he did always. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, bro. Elevator. I'm going to act like Jordan Poole is an all world player.
Whoa.
He's not having a revenge game. If anything, this is a celebration for him coming home. Seeing like where he won a title there, he got paid. Like,
he's the banner,
yeah. Like, he's coming home, he's gonna be happy. He's probably gonna chug up a bunch of really bad threes, probably gonna brick all of them.
I miss you.
5-22. That's tough.
Where?
Yeah, that one's
brutal. Yeah, they suck, huh?
Bruce, yeah, Wizards are. You got any questions for the college basketball realm?
Ooh,
a lot of day games.
Yeah, it was a day heavy slate. Let's find a question here. Kyanis is taking on High Point. Do you think that Kyanis can cover 8.5?
I usually lean High Point there.
Canisius.
New York.
You think Marist can take down Notre Dame?
What's the line?
5.5 +5.5 there for Marist going once.
Marist is 7-2. I don't hate them +5.
All right, what's your card? Those are my questions.
Okay. I don't hate Ohio Bobcats -3.5 versus Austin Peay.
Ooh.
I do really like Nevada. This line moved, and I'm not too sure why. I like Nevada +3.5 versus TCU. And then I'll lay 2.5 with Temple against Old Dominion.
Temps.
Big slate tonight, but they're all huge lines.
Yeah. I do think that Canisius covers 8.5.
Against High Point?
I respect that. I like Canisius.
High Point's a tough bar.
I've been to Canisius.
High Point Not a real school.
All right.
No, point is fake school.
Fake school, made up, like the movie accepted.
Just not too much footy this weekend, but Saturday I do like West Ham draw no bet versus Man U.
Mm-hmm.
Everton is hot, but I like Spurs money line at a good price.
That's right. Come on, you Spurs.
Newcastle money line versus Luton Town.
Ooh, tough barn.
Napoli draw no bet versus Roma. Big matchup in the Serie A. I also like Juventus money line. And then if you're going to Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, Boxing
Aston
Day.
Aston Villa has been cashing checks and taking names.
Ooh.
They're plus 180 versus Man United to win.
Man United.
You take them draw no bet at plus money.
That's a
you
short turn.
Double too. Chance at minus 160, I believe. But anyway, you can get Aston Villa. I like Aston Villa on Boxing Day versus Manchester United. And that should about do it, fellas.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks.
Right. Let's get some money this weekend.
Oh. Hell yeah, dude.
Mate, do you have a Christmas quote for us?
Oh, you know what? Actually, let me change my quote.
No, you're good. I can send this off. After
you don't have to change
just
it.
A quote.
This is actually a kind of good one. And I know it's not really peak bowl season yet, but I mean, we're getting right into it. There's college football happening every single day for the next couple days, mm-hmm. for the next couple weeks, sorry. And you just got to always remember, it's rewarding to finish with a smile on your face at the end of a bowl game. Greg Sankey.
Greg Sankey.
Greg Sankey knows what's up.
Love you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Love you, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Love you, Greg.
We appreciate you guys rocking with us every day. This is a it's cool community we have here. Talking shit.
Hell yeah.
We hope you all enjoy your Christmas. I don't know why that was funny. I was trying to be nice to the loyal listeners.
No, I hear you. And I'll tell you what, I would take a bullet for this community.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Take two.
Two.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.